school staff flock to meetings and union in record numbers. Coventry, new members are looking for strong leadership. Nikki Downs, new Coventry Joint District and Branch Secretary, and new National Executive Committee, personal capacity, teachers, and education staff are watched. The announcement by Boris Johnson on Sunday the 10th of May in horror and disbelief. The National Education Union, NEU, and other education unions had no idea that he would announce that reception, year 1 and year 6, and the day after, nursery, would be expected to return to school by early June. It is a reckless and dangerous expectation. Within seconds of the announcement, we had many messages such as, "Our school email has just gone crazy. We're all frightened for our students and ourselves. The head has just emailed and said she's reeling at the decision." Within an hour, a national news survey had nearly 50,000 responses, with 93% of those saying that they did not feel safe. "We were asked by the union nationally not to enter into any negotiations with heads or local authorities on return, and to refuse further talks until the union's 5 tests are met. These include testing for all, not just those with symptoms, contact tracing, PPE, and a significant fall in cases." By the first Coventry new members meeting on Wednesday night, it was clear that concerns had grown, not subsided, as members in primary schools, in particular, grappled with an impossible task. How can you ensure any social distancing, especially with the youngest children? Educators in schools have found it almost impossible with just children of key workers and vulnerable children over the last 2 months. "We had 100 in the virtual meeting, and over 90 left in the waiting room, unable to get in. This meant that we had to arrange a second meeting, and urgently increase the capacity of our Zoom meetings." 125 members were at the second meeting. Across the country, huge numbers of union members attended meetings looking to the union for support, the biggest attendance of union meetings for decades. It was clear from the outset that members were looking for strong leadership. However, they wanted to know how they could protect themselves, if they were instructed to attend, if their school was going ahead with the government's expectations. Lots of questions and issues were raised, including supporting members and family members, if they were in the vulnerable category. They wanted to know about practical issues like how they would set up classrooms, deal with break times, manage toileting arrangements, keep any form of social distancing. What if their own children were not returning to school? Could they be forced back if they did not feel safe? What rights do you have? Local union leaders went through all the points and explained to members that contractually they have the right to refuse to work if they feel they are in imminent danger, and that they would be protected by Section 44 of the 1996 Employment Rights Act. Health and safety is taking center stage in this crisis, and huge numbers of members have come forward to be health and safety reps. "There is a clear and imminent danger to our members' families, students and their families, and the wider community. The fears of education staff have led to approximately 10,000 new members joining the NEU in a week. We need the leadership of the NEU to stand firm, and only go back when the union's 5 steps are met. None of these have been achieved yet, and our members in Coventry will not be forced to return until it is safe."